Hello and welcome back to the Lambrini and Last podcast. Today we've got a very special episode for you because we don't have fucking ugly Joel. No, I'm joking. Today we are, me and Joel are apart, so it's just me for this episode, and we have two of my very good friends, Joshua and Glenn. I mean, do you want to be known?
Josh will do fine.
Glenn will also do fine.
Yeah. So that's good. So we've got Josh and Glenn. And yeah. And then some of my good friends from school, like I said. And today
from
we
big up Weymouth. Up and massive.
And today we're gonna be going through a cider taste test. So this is gonna work similar to our beer taste test that we did before, because we thought we had quite a good fun with it. And Glenn is a self-proclaimed cider connoisseur.
Yeah, obviously, I'm big up the cider.
Bit of the spirits a few years ago.
I did, in fact, yeah. Swore them off 2 years ago now. Then cider straight in forward sense.
So, relying on him to get basically everything one, we're just going to copy him.
Basically, I drink a lot of Thatchers is what we're talking about here for a connoisseur.
But yeah, so we have 13 different ciders, and we're going to go through them one by one, and we're going to have a little taste, and obviously describe how it tastes in our expert opinions. And we're going to guess what we think it is. So, like before, I'm going to read off what they are. And if you don't care, like I presume you don't, just skip forward 10 seconds. But they are Thatcher's Original, Thatcher's Haze, Magnus Apple, Strongbow Dark Fruits, Rattler's Apple, Aspel's Apple, Recording Wild Berries, Old Mark Strawberry and Pomegranate, Orchard's Pig Cider Flavour, Stoufford Press Apple, Frosty Jack's Apple, and finally, Copperberg Elderfire and Lime. And I'm pretty sure it is not Frosty Jack's Apple, it's Scrumpy Jack's, right?
It is Scrumpy Jack's.
Yeah, so we're going to be going through those one by one and seeing how they taste. So,
as you can tell, Oscar is not a cider expert.
So, Joshua, being the waiter you are, do you want to bring out number one?
Hello, future Oscar here, telling you that drink number one is good old Thatcher's Haze.
Okay, so we now have number one with us. How would you guys describe the look of number one, do you reckon? It's a bit...
I'd say it's quite pale, quite clear. I would say a bit more yellowish, might be a more stronger apple version. I think by looks, I would probably call... I don't know, are we doing this confidentially or are we doing this...
We're doing it together, mate. You say your thing, because I've got my own opinions, mate, and I reckon... I'm going to be right and you're going to be wrong.
Oh, well, maybe I won't say it then, because I want to keep my own opinions close to the chest.
What do you reckon, Josh? Do you reckon this is going to be tasty? Is that looking tasty to you?
It's looking tasty to me, I would say. I've already got an idea in my head what it could be.
Are you thinking Elderflower and Lime?
Or are you thinking
that might be one of the ideas. That might be one of the other ideas.
Because that's what I'm looking at. It's got the Elderflower colour into it.
You know, I'm going to give it the first taste, I reckon.
Having a good sniff first.
It's licking the lips for all your viewers out there.
Very interesting. That is almost certainly Elderflower. So that's an easy number one. I'll put my money on that, I reckon. I mean, you can just taste the Elderflower, so...
Yeah, I'm feeling you. That was going to be the easiest one so far.
As just taking my sip, I would agree with my my fellow with Oscar.
I mean, it's just like, indeed. Smells like Elderflower, tastes like Elderflower, looks like Elderflower.
Yeah, that's the Copperberg Elderflower and Lime, for anyone's interested.
Yeah. What do you reckon? Would you reckon that tastes good? Would you recommend it?
I really like that.
It's too soft for me, I feel. I can't taste like...
You're a big hard man, aren't you, mate?
I'll take another sip now, just to get, like, the first sip was for the flavour, second sip is for the taste.
That's light,
I think.
How was the taste?
Expert around here. It tastes like a squash to me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, yeah.
It's very
squash.
Sweet.
Like,
not very fizzy.
It's not, like, I'm having a day out in the park. I'm not taking this with me.
What was the percentage for the Elderflower and Lime?
Let's have a look.
It was 4%. The supposed Copperberg Elderflower and Lime.
Not too bad. Not as bad as Glenn was splitting it off.
4% if you're lucky, mate. Maybe if you drink about 50.
If you're lucky. It was like different bottles as well. But
just
yeah.
From what I've had, the two sips I took, all the judgment I need.
I reckon there might be a little Everyone got that right, I reckon. So move on to number two.
Hello, Future Oscar again, telling you that number two is good old Orchard's Pig.
I reckon number two, from the looks of things, is looking a bit more apple-y. So it's probably going to be a bit different, a bit harder.
Yeah, as from my viewpoint, it's a bit more yellowish, a bit more stronger, if you want to go for a term.
Do you, being the absolute expert you are, Glenn, do you want to go for the first?
I'll go first, okay.
Go for the flavour, was it, or the taste?
First one's flavour.
First one's flavour, second sip's taste.
So go for the flavour. Oh, he's having a sip.
It's good cider. I'll say that. It is good cider.
How good?
Very good. It's actually really nice.
That's just good.
Might be.
Just
might
to say, Glenn is a big Thatcher's fan, and it is all he ever drinks. So if he gets the Thatcher's wrong, alright, Josh is going to be on ASMR. I shall be editing that down.
Josh, what?
I was crying, boys.
What was that, mate?
Yeah, I was poor, Josh.
I think that.
Try for the boys.
You had a drink. Yeah,
I'm just gonna have a little flavour, I reckon.
The flavour.
Then still got the taste to try out. So.
True. I would say.
Oh mate, that is horrible.
Horrible. I would say that's quite
so
nice.
I think I know which one this
is. I would say it is.
I think it's Rattler.
It is quite a dry cider. So my guess if you're not a fan of dry cider, it ain't for you.
My guess is a Rattler. Or a Rattler and Asper. I'm gonna put two next to both. Comes later on. I'm gonna do a little bit of an elimination.
My original thought by the smell was Asper. But having a sip, I think Stoford Press is one game.
See, I haven't ever tried Stoford Press, so if you're saying I'm putting two next to that as well.
No, that's why you do it confidentially.
I'm sorry.
Wait, I must sip for the taste.
If I've never tried Stoford Press, what the hell else am I supposed to do?
You can definitely taste the alcoholic nature of it more. I would say this is it probably is not even much higher than the other first one we had. But it tastes a lot stronger, so that's all that matters.
I reckon, actually, you know what? Screw you, guys. You don't know anything about cider. I'm going for Rattler, mate.
Go for Rattler, then. Go for Rattler.
I'm going for Rattler.
I've got a different opinion to both of you. I'm going to say this one's the Orchard Pig.
Also, I've not tried that, pig. So I don't know. It did taste like cider flavour.
Because Orchard Pig is 6%, if I'm not wrong. Which
I don't think that
sense.
Tastes 6%, though. I would say that's like a 4.5. Maybe a 5.
Yeah. If you've got that right, I'd be very impressed.
I'm keeping my opinions, mate. I'm keeping my opinions.
I think you're both wrong. It's Rattler. I mean, the big percentage guess is it's a bit of a good shout, you know? A bit of a logical guess. We like that sort of thing on the Library and Last podcast.
The upcoming drink for the boys is good old Strongbow Dark Fruits.
So now we've moving on to number three after that number two. I reckon number two was the worst one I've ever tasted. And number one's my favourite. But number three is a bit, it looks like, what's it called? Robinson squash to me.
It does look like squash.
Very
it's
squashy
vibes. A purpley sort of look.
Yeah. I think cider's going to be quite a lot easier than lager like we did before. If you haven't watched that one, go back and watch it. But
I
plug.
as someone who we knew that know the flavours beforehand, I have a good idea what this one could be.
And what's that, do you reckon? From the looks of things. Do you reckon it's a wild berries?
Might
or a dark fruits?
I could be either, to be fair.
Isn't there a chart that I'd rather have a dark fruits than a Y? No?
I've never heard that chart myself.
I wouldn't keep that one in, lad.
I mean, I'm not lying. I'll give it a little first.
Joshua's first, surely.
Sorry,
Joshua,
mate. I didn't realise.
If we're going in a little circle,
first,
yeah?
Where he gets the flavour.
Hogging it all to yourself.
To be fair, that's for the rest of my life, that's going to be a thing, where you get the flavour first and then the taste second.
Yeah, I do have for me, it's the colour is very dark purple.
And a dark fruit, you might say.
One would suggest that is a dark fruit.
One would almost certainly say that is a dark fruits to me. One would say that I'd rather have that than a wife.
To me, it tastes cheap. So for that, I'm going a cheeky dark fruit, lad.
You've got an expensive taste, don't you, Glenn? You
of course.
The next drink for the boys is Strongbow Original.
So this one, we're moving on quickly after that dark fruits because it's a bit of a clammy. We all got it right. And we're moving on to another apple-flavoured one.
Apparently. We don't know for sure.
Yeah, yeah. When the listeners could be like, "Oh, you fucking idiots," but I'm pretty sure got it right.
Have you were here in person, you might have a differing opinion, but you're not, so gotta take ours.
Yeah, if we probably sound worse if we're getting it wrong than we actually are. Like, it's actually well hard. Try this at home, kids. But yeah,
ask your dads. Got a few ciders in the fridge.
But yeah, we're moving on to another apple flavored one, and to me, it looks like the other apple flavored one, except it's in a different glass.
I would say this is a lighter than the previous apple flavored one. I would say.
Just going for a swig there.
It's a beefy swig.
Tastes like nothing to me. It tastes like water. Tastes like non fizzy, slightly apple. It tastes like, you know, when you have squash, yeah. And then you don't put enough squash in, so it's just water. But it's got like, that's exactly what it is. Do you want to go for?
Okay. But do the viewers know what we're drinking beforehand?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, you're editing that.
So viewers. They know what before. What
miracle of editing.
What, she's just going to keep really quiet now to kiss you wrong?
I mean, I don't care.
It looks like a Thatcher's to me. It's lighter than the one before.
It's not a Thatcher's.
It's not a Thatcher's.
It's not strong enough to be Thatcher's.
I see what Oscar means by the light and squash like almost.
It's got big squash vibes.
Squash vibes.
It's horrible, isn't it?
I wouldn't say it's the best. I wouldn't say it's the best.
I'm not a fan of that one.
Ooh, that's a question. Now what could it be?
Now do you reckon this is helpful for like what taking price away? What actually is the best? Like no price, no brand.
I would say so. I'd say it's good to have like a blind sort of vibe, so you know you're not just influenced by the branding or the marketing.
Do you reckon you could take the results here today and change your Thatcher's opinion? Say that's Thatcher's and you think it's horrible. Would that change your mind and you wouldn't buy Thatcher's anymore, or would you just still buy it?
Oh, Thatcher's lad.
Even if you go, oh, this one's horrible, you still buy it.
I think I know what that one is.
I think it's Magners, just because it's the cheapest one.
I also
one.
Was going to say Magners because it does taste cheap.
It's just like you've got no apple vibe.
That was number four, is it not?
It is,
indeed.
Yeah.
So I
would. I'm feeling pretty confident.
I'm confident as well from what we have so far.
Next up, the boys are suckling on Stouffer's Press.
And now we're moving on to another apple-looking one. This is numero 5 out of 13. How are you boys feeling so far about your picks?
I'm very confident, I would say. I would say 4 out of 4. Bang on.
I'm probably the least cider connoisseur out of the three of us here.
What, less than Mick?
Of course.
You're talking to Mr. Corona over
here. Yeah, exactly.
And that's not a joke at the current situation. I support all our workers.
What do you mean, I support the virus? No, I work against it.
What?
You
support the virus.
Yeah, like support like attack against the virus.
Supporting the virus. You said I support the virus, like you want it to do well.
No, when you say you support Corona, that's why
you support the fight against Corona.
Yeah, but it's a short, isn't it?
No, I've never heard anyone say I support Corona.
You must have, surely.
Maybe like Donald Trump or someone said something.
Your wishful luck is lost on me. I'm on Glenn's tank.
Alright, so aside from that little bit of witty banter, we're going to be moving on to another apple cider. And this is looking like all the other apple ciders. So Mr.
I would say this is a bit darker than some of our previous ones, especially the last previous one, which we assumed to be Magners, but could be wrong.
I'm just going to say they all taste like Magners. I think they all taste bad. I hate cider so much. But yeah, you say I'm the cider connoisseur. We went away, just to let you know, we went away like a year ago or whatever together. And these boys here, we're in Europe. Europe don't drink cider. These boys here kept buying these awful, disgusting ciders.
I have a good feeling about this one.
And I was staying loyal to the local culture.
This is quite a nice cider, I would say.
It's a Thatcher's nice.
No, it's not Thatcher's nice. It's different. It's a different vibe to Thatcher's.
Different vibe. Well, they carry vibes.
They do carry vibes, man. Every cider carries a vibe.
What sort of vibes is carrying? Like, where are you when you're drinking this? Like?
I mean, I feel like I have a certain place in mind when I drink this, but it's only in relation to Weymouth, so it does not make sense for such our diverse listeners.
What about for our Weymouth listeners?
For our Weymouth listeners, if you are aware of a little bar called The Nook, you might know this one.
That makes me think it's a local cider, so it's not one of the big brands. So I'm thinking like an old... Oh, it's not an old Malt, because old Malt is strawberry. But like, what are the old weird ones? Like, I've run out of the weird ones. But Orchard Pig. But it's not tasting thing.
It tastes quite apple-y to me.
As we're not doing this confidential, obviously, I would say this is Orchard Pig for me.
You reckon it's Orchard Pig?
It doesn't taste that strong, though. Like Josh was saying earlier, Orchard Pig's quite strong.
Yeah, but I think it disguises it well. Because it has a good apple-y...
Well, it's fucking doing it well. It's like when people sneak over to Europe.
I've drinking Orchard Pig in the past, which not as recent as some may assume. I think it has that strong apple-y flavour that comes through. And it is strong, and it's dangerous. So be careful around the Orchard's Pig. But I think that this has my vote for this round.
I mean, I've never tried Orchard Pig, so I'm just going to take your word for it, mate. I mean, it tastes
a lot more expensive than the previous one, which is Magnus.
I feel like it still doesn't taste very strong, and it's like it tastes better. I reckon it tastes exactly like Magnus, and then it's got an aftertaste that's quite nice.
You're wrong.
Do you not think, Josh?
The
last one.
Not particularly.
I would say comparing this to Magnus is completely different.
I'm leaning towards Thatcher's Haze for this one, and I feel like I'm going to get a lot of hate for that.
You're arguing away from that because it's nothing like Haze.
It is nothing like Haze.
Well. We'll see at the end,
won't we? Josh, I'll give you a quick clue for our audio listeners. This doesn't make sense. Haze is cloudy.
This isn't cloudy.
For our audio listeners. This current one in front of us is not very cloudy
it's
at
very,
all.
It's very golden.
golden.
So as I was just saying,
are you sure it's not Strongbow Dark Fruit, Josh?
I'm
going to
change that to Strongbow Apple.
Oh, wait.
It could be a stronger laugh.
Oh, mate, actually. Oh, fucking Josh's bang. Wait, let me give it another. Give it the flavour.
The flavour. No, flavour's first, taste is second. Oh, I can't wish me around. I had it now.
Oh, that's going to be on the same way. Oh, it's going to be Aspel. I forgot about these.
I wouldn't trust his opinion. He said Patty's
face. He's so depressed. Oh, man, there's so many opportunities. Oh, no. This is, all my guesses are crumbling.
It's almost like there's 13 options, and it could be.
What is this, number 6? One.
It is indeed. No, it's number 5, I believe.
Well, why have I written down Orchard Pig? And I'm like, because I thought it was Orchard Pig earlier, because you convinced me. Alright, so I am saying this one confidently is either Orchard Pig, Frosty Jacks, Aspel, or Strongbow.
That's a very confident selection right there, I would say.
Confidently, I'm saying it's one of them.
I mean, you've got a 1 in 13 chance of getting it right.
I'm saying Strongbow. I'm putting a 5 down for Strongbow and Orchard Pig. Come back later with a little...
You might want to cross out that 5 there.
So no, because I'm going to put 5 for both and then I'll cross one out. So you see, I've got the strats, Glenn. So where Glenn, every single time, is guessing exactly what he thinks it is.
Because I'm right.
I'm working out the little...
You're playing the odds. You're playing the odds.
Exactly. You've got to play the odds, don't you? That's how you win.
That's how you lose.
Anyway, I think we will move on to number 6.
The next up, number 6, is Scrumpy Jacks.
After looking at the selection of drinks, I'm starting to think that maybe the last one is Haze, to be honest. Because this one's so much gold. This one's like when you don't drink any water for like 2 days and you go on a bender and you go for a big piss after all. That is this one. The last one is like a couple hours, and you've like, I don't know now.
Down about 2 gallons of water, lad.
Yeah, it looks
I would say yeah, this one is a lot golden.
Josh is too calm. You've got to set your dominance.
Josh, go ahead, Josh.
It looks like a Scrumpy Jack for me because of how dark it is. I think that's the darkest one we've got on the list here. But...
What, Scrumpy Jack's is dark?
I hope so.
I thought Scrumpy Jack's is like deceivingly not dark or not strong.
That might be the Orchard Pig, actually.
Haven't you said like 3 of the Orchard Pig?
Dude, he says it for every single one. He can't be wrong.
That's true.
Well, what do you believe, Oscar?
I think it tastes like absolutely nothing. Could be the Magnus again.
Yeah, it could easily be Magnus.
Oh, no. I think that's Strongbow.
Ooh, that has got an apple-y flavour, I would say, for that one.
Strongbow, that's number 6, Strongbow. 100% guaranteed. Call my mum. That's what I'm saying.
Because I want to be go against the grain, I'm going to go Rattlers for that one.
It ain't Rattlers. Wait, actually, it might be Rattlers. Let me go taste.
Because I have no idea what Rattlers taste like, so go to guess as any.
Could be Rattlers. Could also be any of the other apple ones. Not too sure. Sort of a, I don't know, what do you reckon, Josh? Could be Thatcher's, I don't know.
I would say not Thatcher's.
I'm just sort of relying, I'm waiting for Glenn to get, oh, this one's Thatcher's. I'm like, oh, I'll get that one.
I'm also waiting for this one's Thatcher's, and I'm just fully expecting that not to come. Like, wait a second, I haven't said Thatcher's yet. This one tastes nothing like Thatcher's.
It's like, we get to number 13 and it's pink and you haven't said Thatcher's yet.
Yeah, I'm fully expecting that to happen.
Have another sip, and still no more ideas. Yeah, you know what? Strongbow. Oh, give me Magnus. Strongbow and Magnus are the dirty ones, and that tastes pretty dirty to me. Do you not think? That tastes like poor quality, right? The creepy scrummy chaps. You know what? Frosty Jacks, actually. It's going to copy Josh. Scrummy Jacks.
It's got a different taste to it, I feel, than some of the others. I don't think it's a Strongbow taste. I think it's a bit too overpowering for a Strongbow.
So Frosty Jacks, so it's like high percentage, right?
That's what I think. Rattlers.
Rattlers is like a bit different. Really bitter.
I think this has a bit of a bitterness to it.
Nah, it's not. I don't really think it's. Anything.
It's not. I don't think it's sweet. It's not sweet though, and it's not very dry. It's a bit too. No, it's kind of dry, but not that dry.
Mate, you'd be great on a fucking not a wine tour, but a cider tour if that's a thing. Or just stop making it a thing.
If anyone wants to advertise cider tours with us, I'm very open. Hit me up.
Also, these guests were also thinking about doing another podcast called Cider in a Chat. I know you're very keen for that, Glenn, because you love cider. After tasting these ciders, Josh, how much do you like cider?
Oh, I'll be leaning more on the chatting side of cider in a chat.
I mean, what, it's like, that's what you call the people. It's like, Glenn Cider, you're on the chat.
If anyone wants to see that podcast, I will spend the entire time convincing my friend here, Josh.
Your friend here, Josh.
My friend here, Josh, indeed.
Your good buddy, Josh.
So be my good buddy, Josh, to be a big cider man.
Good luck.
So now we're going to be moving on to number 7.
Number 7 for the boys is Magnus.
And this indeed. Is, once again, golden, looking like a bit of apple flavour, smelling like a bit apple-y, and looking a bit bubbly. So Glenn, off the smell.
Just edit that one in for every single one, mate. You might have to keep that on repeat.
I was going to be saying that at the start of each one.
Yeah, we might as well keep it rolling. I'd say this one looks visually a bit lighter than some of our previous entries. But
that looks like a strawberry and pomegranate. That doesn't look apple-y, does it?
I would say as a strawberry and pomegranate, it would look a different colour to this.
Oh god, I mean, have a go and you're going to taste it as strawberry and pomegranate. You're going to fucking eat your words, mate.
Oh, strawberry and pomegranate, lads. I'm joking.
Is it not?
No. That is an interesting one because I'm not 100% sure on the flavour for that one.
That is watery.
It is very watery.
Yeah, that's watery.
It is quite watery.
I'm going to put Thatcher's for that one, I reckon.
You reckon?
No, I'm joking.
That's my least favourite one.
That's my favourite because it's just so watery. It's just like, you know, like you can't believe it's not butter. It's like you can't believe it's that cider.
I feel one of our earlier entries was more watery than that one.
Earlier entries.
I'm well as I'm going to call it. Wherever one Magnus was. Number 4 for our listeners.
Nah, Magnus is like so cheap, they try and make more flavour, so they add like loads of
That's very true. I can't remember what we've been through now.
I'm going
in for a second taste.
You know, it could be strawberry and pomegranate.
No,
it's definitely an apple flavour.
Please help me.
Tell me what down for this one.
I was thinking aspel as well.
Isn't aspel quite strong though?
Not really. But I think
just really just
quite
there.
Fine, I'm going to
cut this section out.
No, I'm going to keep it in.
Continue your point about aspel.
The point's lost. Oscar's ruined it.
You know, I'm genuinely going to keep this in.
Yeah.
But anyway,
aspel. That's what I was
if
thinking.
You guys are saying aspel. It's aspel, mate, I've got no opinion.
But
it's like you were saying earlier,
honestly,
Josh.
No clue.
Do you reckon you've got any opinion about any drink, really?
No, my 18-year-old days of fruit cider never went amiss, but beyond that,
What number are we on now? Seven?
That was seven, yeah, mate.
Okay. I'm going to go Aspel for that, but I don't think it's Aspel.
Seven Heaven.
But I'm going to go Aspel. If you're lucky, mate.
Number eight for the boys is Copperberg Wild Berries.
As I just fetched a glass there for our eighth entry, I have started to doubt myself for some of my previous entries, looking at some of the other glasses we've got to come and we've had previously.
Was there any Thatcher's Gold looking glasses out there?
And then there might have been one or two.
Was there any Thatcher's Haze looking glasses?
Not many.
Oh, there.
So why don't you describe our current glass we have here, Oscar?
It's recalling Wild Berries.
It might be.
No taste.
I can't remember what. I would say it's not Wild Berries.
It's recalling Wild Berries. Mate, I actually banged that, you know? Number eight, recalling Wild Berries.
It most certainly is recalling Wild Berries.
Mate, I'm such a champ.
It's the sweetest.
Oh, don't copy me.
it is indeed recalling right, Wild Berries. Gold. Which means I need to change one of my previous entries.
You put recalling Wild Berries?
No, I have not. I thought I was talking about something else.
It's like the most distinctive one.
No, I have not.
That is the nicest one by an absolute.
That is not the nicest one. That is way too sweet.
That's nice, isn't it?
It's nice for one drink, but not for a night where you're drinking it non-stop.
You saying you can't shotgun that?
I could get through half, maybe half a pint of that, I would say, before I'm struggling. It's a lot.
It's incredibly sweet.
It's so sweet.
Yeah, but it's like when you eat like a big fudge cake.
It's not like
I would have a piece of fudge cake and not the whole fucking slice.
Oh, show you, Pat. You fucking love a fudge cake.
I've had a fudge cake in many a time.
Next up is number nine, which is Copperberg Elderflower and Lime.
And now, once again, I mean, I'm getting a bit drunk now because we'd had a few beverages before and I was already pretty waved. And now I'm waved. But anyway, yeah. Number nine. So we got nine. Sorry, Bert. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. This is nine, right?
Yes, it is nine.
This is Thatcher's Haze.
I would say it's not Thatcher's Haze, but it could be Thatcher's Haze.
But it's Thatcher's Haze, so how would you say it's not?
Do you want me to. I think Josh is first on this one, I would say.
Give it a go.
Taking it in turns, by the way, to give it a little fair shout. Because otherwise, me and Glenn don't want all the glory. Josh is going to have to sip.
I can't sip first every time. I'll just give everyone the answers.
You copied me on the last one. Shh. Josh is keeping quiet about it.
I'm confused because to me, that tastes like elderflower. And we have indeed already had an elderflower drink. Ticked off as the first one.
Oh god, I can just tell from the smell that's elderflower.
I wasn't convinced on the first one, but you guys were so certain it was elderflower and lime.
Oscar convinced me so hard it was elderflower.
I didn't say it was elderflower.
And that,
I definitely did.
Have you had a sip?
I didn't have a sip. I just smell it and I was like elderflower.
I know what I'll change it to. If this
Are
one
you
is
sure Stephen hasn't like mixed up. Stephen is Josh's dad's the way he prepared the mixture of drinks. You sure he hasn't done a little bit of a dirty here and just poured the same drink in two glasses? Because I'm pretty sure that's elderflower.
That is elderflower.
I was pretty sure the first one was elderflower as well.
I feel like we're not as good as this as we may have made out. As the viewers already know.
But can you taste lime? Because we are trapped. Because it's supposed to be elderflower and lime.
But I feel like lime's always...
The first one, I couldn't taste lime in at all. Mm. This one is like the first one, but just stronger, I think. Unless I'm just drunker, so it's like tastes more. Mm. No, I reckon Phil Kerbal, Thatcher's Haze. Alright, I think that's more strawberry and more elderflower and lime than I thought the first one. It's elderflower, Nicola. Just from the smell.
From the smell, I would say there's an elderflower tint to it.
Oh, what a Kerbal. You see what I mean? Like, so when we did the beer one, it's like Josh and Glenn were giving me lip, right? Like, oh, how can you only get one?
That's 100% elderflower.
So you get to this point and you're like, what the hell is what then?
So what was his number nine, I believe. Yeah.
So like, exactly then. Go on. What is it then?
I would say that
exactly. This is hard, isn't it?
Copperberg, elderflower, and lime. I'm gonna change my number one vote.
I'm gonna change my number one vote to whatever I don't have. It's gonna be like Thatcher's Haze.
I'm going to change it to Thatcher's Haze, to be honest.
Thatcher's Haze isn't an elderflower, though, is
it's
it?
It's not. But
you're saying you let me talk you out of Thatcher's Haze. You let me make you believe that a different drink was Thatcher's Haze.
As someone who doesn't drink much Thatcher's Haze, that's entirely possible.
You drink Thatcher's Haze all the time.
I drink Thatcher's Gold all the time.
Yeah, you think Thatcher's Gold. You think you. You drink Thatcher's Gold all the time. Thatcher's Haze is a very close second. It's like half or less.
It is a very different sort of drink to Thatcher's Gold.
Of course, it's the vibe, is it? It's whatever vibe you're going for.
I think I've had Thatcher's Haze in about 2 years, to be honest. So that's,
you're dirty lying, Glenn. All right.
When was the last time you saw me drink a Thatcher's Haze?
I'm the host of this podcast. I get to be right. Move on to number 10.
Looks like you got some new hosts then. You are right.
Alright, so now we're moving on to number 10.
Next up, number 10 is Old Mout Strawberry and Pomegranate Cider. A bit of a fruity one.
And straight away, Josh thinks it's recordly.
No, it's definitely the same colour. It's the other fruit cider that we have. The
Old Mout Strawberry and Pomegranate, I think, is the last one. Fruity one we have left.
I've got Stephen doing us dirty vibes, not going to lie. I'm pretty sure he's just going to lose.
There's reason to believe he's poured about 3 drinks out and just stolen the rest for himself.
Yeah, this
first
is
opinions.
For me, this is the strawberry and pomegranate. Can taste the pomegranate in it.
Somebody doesn't
don't
want to
copy
pomegranate.
You, I'm going to go for a little curve. I'm going to say it's a Thatcher's Haze.
Well, I'll let you in with a little secret. Thatcher's Haze is supposed to be ploughed in.
You've learned well.
I'm saying this fully thinking that the one from earlier, I was right.
There's a good chance of it. If that comes back to bite me,
it does.
You won't hear of it because I'm not letting this podcast come out.
You know what? I'm going to be alright again.
That is a very sweet one.
It's definitely, Josh has taught me, he's like, it's strawberry and pomegranate flavour, so I haven't written it down before I tasted it.
It tastes a lot more strawberry than the wild berries did, or the previous one we believe to be wild berries. So I would go with the strawberry and lime Old Mout.
Number 11.
Next up, number 11 is Aspall Cider.
So now we have a mahoosive glass.
Tankard, some may say.
Is that what it's called?
Might be.
I think this is like a double pint, right? Oh, it's 1 litre. Yeah, because a pint is 568 milliliters, believe it or not. And this,
I believe it.
Says a 1 litre line, like quite a lot of the way through. So I reckon it's a two pint glass.
From Germany, that glass is.
Yeah, so we love the beverages, don't we?
They do love a lager, which is what we're not here for. You can listen to the previous podcast for that one.
But yeah, I mean, I'm feeling like a little chunky little pint race.
We like to drink with Oscar.
Okay. Gonna wait for Glenn's opinion on that one. I think it tastes like apple cider.
This is a heavy glass just holding this.
It just feels nice, doesn't it? It's like, you know, it's what I imagine the Americans feel like holding a gun around. you just feel powerful, and it's like you can take anyone out with your weapon.
Yeah. It feels annoying and pointless to me. It's what many girls call me.
It's your penis, isn't it?
Annoying. Oh, now that is interesting.
Did you say can't say that by every fucking one? They're very interesting.
Because I think I'm going to have to change your previous entry.
Oh, don't do that, because then I have to change the previous entry.
That is strong.
It is strong, isn't it?
That is heavy.
I just got carried away by the big glass.
Heavy flavour. It is easy to get carried away by it. But
I think any drink in this glass and I like it, I think. You can put a Magnus in this and I'll fucking drink it for days.
Oscar's not used to having big things in his hands, so.
So what do you think it is, Ben?
Oh, so I'm not sure at the moment. Oh. Things, I don't know what Scrumpy Jacks taste like, so it might be that. How strong is that?
Would you not say that was a Thatcher's Gold?
I would not say that was a Thatcher's Gold.
I was
gold.
Thinking it was a Thatcher's Gold.
I was thinking it was a Thatcher's Gold.
I was not thinking that was a Thatcher's Gold.
Do you reckon if we go with Thatcher's Gold, and then imagine, we might as well just vote Thatcher's Gold, for the seams, if we're right and go against it wrong.
You're welcome to do such
that
thing.
Tastes like a Thatcher's Gold to me.
Imagine the seams.
As someone who's been thinking, as someone that as someone who has been drinking Thatcher's Gold today on numerous occasions,
well,
that does not scream Thatcher's Gold to me.
All three of us have been drinking Thatcher's Gold today.
I would say that's stronger than a Thatcher's Gold is. So I think I'm going to change. I think that's an Orchard's Pig.
I don't know what Stouffer's Press tastes like, so rip.
Was it strong though?
Boys, and I'm gonna surprise you. I think what I said was Orchard's Pig is actually Thatcher's.
Ooh. That is a hot take.
I think I'm gonna switch number five to Thatcher's.
Boys, the alcohol's hitting hard. I'm starting to care less and less about what it is. I'm just more about let me drink it. Just got the big glass in my hand.
Well, you take that glass away from Oscar now.
Okay, what number is this? 11?
11, yes.
What do you guys say? I'll just say that.
I'm saying Thatcher's Gold for this one.
It's meant to be an individual opinion.
We're doing our teams. We count our points up at the end.
Well, we'll see you slacking on the team.
In that case, let's be strategic. Go for Stouffer's Press. I'll go Thatcher's.
Having never tried Stouffer's Press, that's what I'd imagine a Stouffer's Press tastes like. Is that a wise guess?
I don't like the flavor. I don't like the taste of this.
Alright, it's not a Thatcher's Gold. Let's get rid of it, boys.
Which makes you think. I think
you like Old Matt.
That's I'm changing everything now.
It's a strong Barinier.
I'm changing what I said for. I'm changing the current one to a Stouffer's Press now because I don't think I like a Stouffer's Press.
I don't know what the fuck a Stouffer's Press.
And I'm changing what I said, Stouffer's Press for number two. I'm changing that to Orchard's Pig, now.
I don't know if he's a strategic.
It's definitely not a Thatcher's though.
Strategic.
I'll tell you now.
And say that this is a Frosty Jacks, Scrumpy Jacks. Because then, if I say number six and this is Scrumpy Jacks, then surely one of them's got to be right.
You have to have one number assigned to each drink, or can you have multiple numbers assigned at
I'd
the end?
I normally say one number assigned to each drink. However, I want to have more.
You're changing it on the 11th one, where me and Glenn have only been assigning one.
Yeah. We don't have the option to go back and change.
Yeah, right, yeah, one to each. Okay. Let me have another sip and open a sixth sip.
Give me that glass.
on to the next.
So what are you thinking is, Oscar?
If I was to depress you for one.
I'm going to say it's a Stouffer's Press because it's got Stouffer, right? That tastes like a Stouffer.
Where is Stouffer, out of curiosity?
Is it
Africa?
It's Africa side of
the world. I mean, it's on Africa's side of the world.
Stouffer. That sounds like in Africa. That sounds like near Kenya or something, like Stouffer.
It's in England, mate.
Is it?
It's in England.
Stouffer's is not in England.
It absolutely is. If it's a cider company, it's definitely.
Oscar, I'm getting you a little secret. I'm pretty sure every drink we've had today was made in England.
Oh, mate, that's some Brexit vibes. You'd be surprised. These things are international. Like, from China, I'm saying.
Now, this is interesting because this one has a head on it, which I'm curious about.
Next up is Glenn's absolute favourite. Will you get it? It's Thatcher's Gold.
That's a heady drink, right?
Thatcher's does sometimes have a head.
Like, heady one, heady Thatcher's.
But not always has a head. But this was poured about 40 minutes ago, so I don't know.
Struggle not drinking it first. It looks disgusting. It looks like
Volunteer's Tribute.
Oh, he's gone for a little double gulp.
I did.
That's it.
Taste and flavour, some may say.
It's very flavour. I got a whole load of head, really. That's a tell.
That's a weird smell.
It didn't. It's not bitter. Definitely not bitter.
Is it Thatcher's? Because we're getting. We're on the last two. What did the other one look like? Was the other one golden?
That is, in my opinion, a Stouffer's Press.
That's definitely not a Stouffer's Press.
That is in my opinion.
you can't
a rattler's apple. No, I'm staying with Stoke Press on this one.
Well, fair enough, you're welcome to that opinion. I'm telling you you're wrong.
That's a Thatcher's.
No, it's too watery to be a Thatcher's.
I think I need another sip on this to know before I decide.
Good on that one, then I've got the glass.
Maybe it is a Thatcher's actually.
Is it a haze?
Doesn't look very cloudy, but it has got head.
I'm curveball. That's not a curveball sound. Thatcher's Haze 12. Bang, bang.
Boom.
Yeah, I reckon that's a Thatcher's Haze. Well, don't copy me, Glenn. You dirty can.
Oh,
that's a Thatcher's Gold.
Right,
that's a Thatcher's Gold.
No, I said it. Man, I don't even have another taste.
I think that might be, to be fair.
That's a Thatcher's Gold.
Oh.
Nah, it doesn't look fucking gold. Oh, it does look a bit gold. It looks like gold, but like...
It's very golden.
Alright, it's a Thatcher's Gold, bro.
Let it be known that I said that first, so these two are copying.
What do you mean I said that first? And then you
said Thatcher's Haze.
No, I said when I tasted that, I said, is that Thatcher's Gold? And then I thought it looked
and
hazy.
I stayed quiet.
Yeah, I thought it looked hazy, so I said haze. Until they play it back.
I believe that is a Thatcher's Gold. And I'm putting my neck out on the line here. That's definitely a Thatcher's Gold.
Hopefully number 13 is really hazy looking.
Well, I've already got my one for haze. What am I actually missing? Scrumpy Jacks. I don't actually know what it tastes like, so let's hope this one's a really a Scrumpy Jack-esque.
Copperberg, Elderflower and Lime, of course. Two. Wait, what? I haven't got anything for number one yet, so hopefully this or number one are hazy.
The final drink for the boys is the Rattler Cider.
And with the final drink, we got the cloudiest of them all. Does that look cloudy to you? That's a haze.
It is cloudier, I would say. It's not, definitely not as golden as some of our previous ones. I would say it looks more dry. I would say it's a very dry one.
I'm in the bin, I don't know what's going on. Like, someone else have a drink and tell me what they think. Tell me they think it's Thatcher's Haze.
Should I go or should I go?
I'll
go
first touch for this one.
There's a good chance it could be Haze. We're going for this again. Good choice not to.
That's a little Josh ASMR drink.
That is, unfortunately, Thatcher's Haze.
Yeah, exactly! No, it isn't.
I think that might be
exactly.
I really hope this does taste nothing like the Thatcher's Haze.
Oh mate, imagine the scenes like all 13. Things are just coming together.
There's a good chance that is a Thatcher's Haze.
Which was my first choice, Thatcher's Haze.
Mate, Thatcher's Gold. Mate, Stephen, aka Joshua's dad. What's he done putting Thatcher's 12 in Thatcher's... Oh, mate, he's what a story maker.
He's come back to that to try and throw
us off.
You
know what he's doing? He's creating a story.
I've now changed my guess for Thatcher's Haze to number 13, which is this last one, and my Thatcher choice for Scrumpy Jacks to number 1 for those who've been keeping track.
Mate, going back, yeah, because we're going to
I believe no one, but...
We're going to be going into the results soon, okay? Because that's what happens after you do the exam.
Well, I thought we'd leave ambiguous.
Yeah.
No one will know.
So just screw up the results we know there.
No one will ever know.
But yeah, so... What was I going to say? Going into the results, what do you think was your favourite and least favourite drink? What would you... Right. Joshua Alexander. Don't want to expose you to public, but... Joshua Alexander. What do you think is the one you would recommend the most to a... an average Joe?
I feel like it's been a bit unfair to say now because the more I drink, the more I've been enjoying it. But number 12, which I think everyone seems to agree, was a Thatcher's Gold.
I mean, only because you guys said it. Well, I wasn't that convinced. But
it was.
It might be. I don't know.
I think that was my favourite one I've had so far. The number 12. We'll see what that is.
Ooh, 12. What, more than the Elderflower, like Beauty?
I can't drink several of the Elderflower drinks in one
sitting. Anything too sweet is just... It's
fucking pussy. It's like drinking like loads and loads of
fruit cider.
That's nice for like a day out, like you're drinking like two all day. But I feel like you're drinking more than that, you want to be going something.
It's for Quayside with the football on. That's what fruit cider is.
Quayside to like an area by the river where there's like loads of
football. The Rendezvous in Weymouth. Dickheads. Don't go to them.
You used to work there.
I left on good terms. You might see me there again soon. Come say hello. Shout out the podcast if you see me. You don't know what I look like, but still.
But anyway, yeah, I reckon that's got hazy vibes. So, on to the results. Oh, actually, no.
Should we do a rundown of what we have? Results,
I reckon... Nah, mate. Why would you want to do a rundown? That's only when you're, like, not clear, right? We'll do a rundown when we go through what we actually think everything is,
okay,
right?
Okay, okay.
But let me just... Yeah. What do you think was your favourite one? You said number 12. What about you, Glenn?
Oh, that's a tricky one. Because I can't remember half of them now. Thatcher's obviously a highlight in every situation.
It's just a vibe.
But I would say... Ooh, I'm trying to remember.
Going back, was there
I've
any,
changed
like,
a pre.
Was there anything that's like caught your fancy when you're in the shop for either of you?
I believe
you're like, oh, you know what? I might cop that or not.
I'm saying number two. Whatever number two was, I quite enjoyed. I quite enjoyed number two. I would say five and two. I enjoyed.
They were tickly. What did I say? Five. I didn't know what the fuck it was. And two, I said disgusting. I think. So
I don't know.
They did tickle me a bit hard.
My favourites may be 5, 2, 7, and 12.
That's quite a lot of favourites.
I mean, that's 4 out of 13. It's not a huge amount. And as a big cider drinker, that's not a limited amount needed. I could say 1 to 13.
What's your least favourite?
Number four.
I'd recommend. Oh man, I hope number four is Thatcher's. What about you, Jay, man?
Number four is. If it's Thatcher's, I'm never trying Thatcher's again.
Oh, you got to admit, Thatcher's. Number four was awful.
I'm not.
But number four was horrible.
The Copperberg Elderflower and Lime, the one that we've got down as number 9. Not a fan of Elderflower.
I can't say I was a big fan of that one either. No. I would say any of the sweet ones, I wasn't the hugest a fan.
I would say Copperberg Elderflower and Lime was my favourite one. I'm only joking.
I would say the best out of the sweet ones was number 8, which we believe is the wild berries. I think recording
Basically,
wild
any
berries.
Of the apple ones my lesser favourites.
Yeah, we can all agree recording is very nice to drink.
Yeah, it's so good. Anyway,
dangerous though.
To the results. Okay, so now we're on to the results. Okay, so number one.
Wait.
Okay, so now the answers are in. Okay.
We have not seen them yet.
We haven't seen them. How confident are you guys feeling?
Ken's
literally got pred 8 on his
sheet. Got a prediction of getting 8 right for me.
Oh. That's actually really high, I'd say.
I've got a confident 8 in my head.
What about you, J-Man?
I think I've bagged all of the fruit ciders in the correct order. And we've got, what, 4 or 5 of those?
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to get 4 or 5.
Okay.
We await the results, which could shoot me down quite a lot.
So number one, what do we end up thinking? You thought Scrumpy Jack. What did you reckon,
I didn't know what to rattlers.
I had Aspel. And number one was...
Was it Aspel?
It was Thatcher's.
Number one was Thatcher's
Haze, though.
Oh, okay.
Number one was Thatcher's Haze.
So we
all got that wrong.
How we just got? Oh, yeah. So. Okay.
Steven, didn't you built a story? What a curveball. Number two, because I didn't know what, like, I had to fit things together. I said it was Strongbow, even though I'm pretty sure it's definitely not Strongbow.
I
had Rattlers down. Is it too late to change?
Yes, no.
Obviously, it's too late to change.
Okay, it's too late to change. Even though I think it's Strongbow, but I wrote Strongbow down. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think? The Strongbow Apple.
We actually, me and Glenn have got the same answer for this one.
Orchard's Pig.
Yeah, I've never tried Orchard's Pig, and you taught me into number 5.
I've changed Orchard's Pig 3 times, so.
Oh, please.
It's not confident Orchard's
number
Pig.
Number 2 is... I cannot read it. It is Hob Father Cider.
That is the Orchard's Pig.
Yeah. Oh, is it? No!
Yeah.
I'm just saying, had that from the absolute start. No changes.
I'm going to grab the bottle just to like make sure.
That's my favourite cider.
What's your favourite cider? Is that the one? No, wait, what? You said number 2 is your favourite?
No. I mean, well, I say it not on the taste test we've just done.
Yeah, Hogfather, yeah?
Yeah,
it's Orchard Pig.
But when I'm buying it, I always go for Orchard Pig.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this before.
I'm very glad I changed some of my...
So God, you changed.
I mean, I had it down, or just pick as 5, then 11, and then I decided on 2 at the end. So I will take my first point.
You didn't remember what it tastes like, you were just filling gaps up.
Yeah, I was filling gaps up to us.
So you guys go for 1 so far, and I've got 0.
We are indeed.
Number 3, I'm pretty confident, we all got the same thing. We all got Strongbow Dark Fruits,
we do indeed.
And number 3 is Strongbow Dark Fruits.
Hey.
That's a little...
That was an easy one.
Quickly on to number 4. I have Magners, and I've had it since the start.
I've also had Magners since the start.
I thirdly have had Magners since the start.
I'm not confident.
This is the worst one.
I think Magners is quite fair.
By
yeah,
far.
It's the worst one, yeah, for sure. Please be Thatcher's. Number 4 is Strongbow Original.
That doesn't surprise me. That would have been my second choice.
Yeah, so we all got that one wrong, but still. What do you reckon? You thought that one was awful, right?
We all thought it was awful, yeah.
I wasn't a fan.
I mean, that's I knew I hated Strongbow anyway, so that doesn't surprise me.
Number 5 I thought was Orchard Pig, so now I'm wrong. What did you guys think?
Things I put this one as Strongbow.
I put this as Strongbow.
So we all got it wrong.
But this, I think, I believe this was filling gaps for me, but I can't remember.
Number 5 was Stouffer's Press.
Oh. That's not as heavy as I thought it was. I think I actually kind of liked number 5 as well, which I'm surprised I put it as Strongbow now. But
I just pray you didn't get Thatcher's right. It's like make my day if you got Thatcher's wrong.
I would. It's game over if you get Thatcher.
Number 6, I've had a Scrumpy Jacks from the start. I was quite confident about this one, but unless I got it wrong, then I knew it wasn't right all along. What do you reckon?
Rattlers for number 6.
So me and Josh have got Scrumpy Jacks, and you have Rattlers. Number 6 is indeed Scrumpy Jacks.
Oh yeah!
That's
a triple.
I've not tried either of those, so I couldn't comment on what they tasted like.
Number 7, I have not got one written down. I've got Rattlers written down.
I have Aspel written down.
I thought number 7 was too strong to be Aspel.
I can't remember.
Number 7 was... It wasn't Aspel or Rattlers. What is the second guess? What do you think it was?
Thatcher's, now that you say it.
No. It was Magners. Yeah.
No. Fair. I mean, I think it was quite weak, to be fair. That's why I put Aspel, because I thought it was quite weak.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised by Magners. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I thought Magners was stronger than that.
No, Magners is...
What about number 8? We all got Recording Wild Berries, right?
I believe we did, yes.
And it was indeed Recording Wild Berries.
Yay. I'm up to 3, I believe.
Oh, I'm on 4.
I'm on 3 as well.
Oh no.
It's a pretty tight race.
Oh, Josh wins this after this.
After
trashing on Siders the whole podcast.
Okay, so number 9 I thought was Copperberg, Elderflower, and Lime. What do you guys think?
Same here, yeah.
Wait, which number is this?
9.
I also put Copperberg.
We've all got
Elderflower,
Copperberg,
and
Elderflower, and Lime. And it was indeed Copperberg, Elderflower, and Lime.
Lovely.
Full house for that one. I mean, I think we might have pretty similar for the rest of them, because number 10 we've all got Old Mount, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we do have Old Mount, yes.
It's the last of the fruit side.
Number 10, what does have Old Mount? Is it Old Mount?
Lovely.
So we've got 11, 12, and 13. I have the 2 Thatchers, one of which I know has already come up, and Stouffer's Press.
I also have the 2 Thatchers and Stouffer's Press.
And Stouffer's Press and one of the Thatchers have already come up, so those 2 are wrong.
So
for sure.
Yeah.
Is that what you have as well?
Yeah.
So all of the maximum points we can all get is 1. So the only way thing me and you can do, Glenn, is draw with Josh. Him getting Strongbow Gold wrong and us getting
Thatcher's
it right.
Gold.
Thatcher's
yeah.
Gold wrong and us getting it right.
He has 11 for Thatcher's Gold and I have 12.
I have 11 for Thatcher's Gold because I didn't want to jumble my things around to make it work whilst I really thought it was Thatcher's Gold.
Well, what was your... I think
number 12 is Thatcher's Gold. Did you think number 12 is as well, Glenn?
I also said number 12, yeah.
So no matter what, we're going to draw.
Yeah. It sounds like...
It's just whether we also draw with Josh.
We'll go through this. Number 11.
Number 11 was Aspel.
Oh.
Thought that was Stouffer's Press.
I also said it was Stouffer's Press. I didn't like it though.
Didn't like it?
I didn't know. I remember that one because I put Stouffer's Press because I didn't like it. So, because that was one in the big jug which we couldn't get Oscar off.
Was that not the frothy one?
No, big jug. Frothy one was the one after.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, number 12 was Thatcher's Original.
Yeah,
so upset that Greg got that right.
I knew it as soon as I had a sip.
You definitely didn't, did you?
I did. I had a feeling when it sat down because it had a bit of head on it, which I know Thatcher's does.
Editor, play a replay.
And then as soon as I tasted it, I knew it was Thatcher's Gold. And you can back my earlier intro.
And number 13 is Rattler, and we all thought it was Haze.
Haze, indeed. Which I'm not surprised by, because we were running out of options by the end there. So we are one. I'm
pretty sure
two,
we've got
three,
six,
four,
right?
Five, six. We did indeed get six out of 13.
Six out of 13 is larger.
So what we've discovered is they're all equally trash at judging.
Yeah, when you think, how many fruit ciders was there in there?
Yeah, how
one,
do you think?
Two, three. So there was four fruit ciders in there. So
we got two.
Can tell just by looking at the colour with most of the fruit ciders.
Basically, are we going to do
so anyone's
do
got
this
right
at home? Don't use fruit ciders because it's very obvious.
So I got Thatcher's and Frosty Jacks or Scrumpy Jacks. Josh got Scrumpy Jacks and Orchard Pig, and Glenn got Orchard Pig and Thatcher's.
We did indeed.
And that's all we got right. Where has he got wrong?
To be fair, Orchard Pig and Thatcher's are my favourite too. So
yeah.
I'll take that.
I would say. I don't know. Give it a go. If you think you're better at home, give yourself a go. Because if you take out the berry ones, we all got 2 out of 9, which is pretty. Out of the apple ones, we've got 2 out of 9, which is pretty atrocious.
Yeah, we're pretty poor. Send in your results. See if you did better than us.
Yeah. If you got better than 2 out of 9, you're either lying or you're lying. So we'll see you again next time. I hope you enjoyed, and we'll see you again later. Do you want to say bye?
See you on Cider in the Chat. Coming soon.
Lovely to be here with you today, Oscar.
I appreciate the opportunity.
See you again. See you later.
What a lovely guy. What a beautiful guy.
Adios.
Bye.